USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. China reacting after one of its spy balloons was shot down over U.S. waters, expressing, quote, strong dissatisfaction and protest. The Chinese government says it has repeatedly informed the U.S. that the balloon was for civilian use and entered the country accidentally. The statement added that China will, quote, resolutely safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of relevant companies and reserve the right to make further necessary reaction. More from John Schaefer.
After days of watching it float across the United States, the U.S. shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina Saturday.
They successfully took it down, and I want to compliment our aviators who did it.
President Biden says he gave the initial order to shoot it down on Wednesday, but fears of the balloon coming down in a highly populated area led to the delay in shooting it down until it was over water.
Frigid cold temperatures from an epic winter storm are gripping the Northeast yet again today, although forecasters say it won't be nearly as cold as Saturday. However, New Hampshire is still seeing wind chills of negative 109 degrees. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issues a disaster declaration following a devastating winter storm. The storm caused at least 10 deaths across three southern states. Loved ones of Tyre Nichols, who was beaten to death by police in Memphis, gathering in Sacramento, where he lived until moving to Memphis in 2020.
My son, I'm going to miss him so much. This never should have happened.
Nichols' mother says skateboarding brought joy to her son. An indoor skate park where he used to skate was the scene of a celebration of life. More than 50 train cars involved in Friday night's massive train derailment in eastern Ohio that sparked a massive fire. Some of those cars included a hazardous substance known as vinyl chloride. No injuries have been reported, but people still evacuated in the immediate area. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Democrats approved changes to the 2024 presidential primary calendar at a meeting in Philadelphia on Saturday. Delegates approved moving South Carolina into the top spot for early voting, followed by Nevada and New Hampshire. Georgia and Michigan joined the primary window for the first time. The former president of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, has passed away at the age of 79. He had been living in exile in Dubai after seizing power in a 1999 coup, surviving two failed assassination attempts and running the country until stepping down in 2008. He was sentenced to death in absentia for high treason in 2019, with a ruling later overturned. Looks like there might be hope for the future after all. The youngest generation is getting out in front when it comes to retirement planning.
Workers between 18 and 25 already had $33,000 socked away in their retirement accounts. This according to a recent survey from Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies about intergenerational retirement preparation. Experts there say as they look across the generations, it's exciting to see that younger generations, millennials and Gen Z, are starting at a much earlier age than their older counterparts. I'm Corey Myers.
The stage is set for the 65th Annual Grammy Awards tonight in Los Angeles at 5 p.m. Pacific. Performers include Bad Bunny, Harry Styles, and Lizzo. Beyonce leading the field with 9 nominations, including one for Album of the Year. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.